We begin the current daf masech, the Shabbos daf vav. We begin on the bottom of Hamad Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, which was discussing about someone that's oimid lafush, that somebody that he stops in the middle of when he's transferring and transporting something, let's say from one rishus to another, or let's say 4 amos in rishus arab, where it has to be continuous, so to speak, transportation. If someone stops in between, if that's considered that it's a total stop and it's a hanocha, and therefore it's not one complete transfer, and that could be both lakula or lachurma, depending on if we want, so to speak, to consider this, that he stopped and then he will be starting a new thing. So now the Gemara continues a related discussion from a brisa about if someone carries something from one domain to another domain through what's known as a mokum tur, which the Gemara on the coming daf will explain, that it's, so to speak, it's not any rishus, it's somewhere that's permitted to transfer from that place, from the exempted area, to any rishus, so be it a rishus ayachad, a rishus ram. So the Gemara begins. Tana banu let in the braisa. Hamoitzi mechanus leflatya derech stav. If someone transfers something from a chanus, from a store, which is a rishus ayachad, it's a private domain regarding halachas v'shabbos, he takes it out to a flatya, which is a plaza, and that is the street, which is a rishus ram, it's the public domain regarding halachas v'shabbos. He takes it through the path that's derech stav, through the bench area. And that is, this was a place where they had benches where the different storekeepers would have their merchandise. And it has a halacha of a karmelis on it, because it's not meant for the public to go in like a rishus haram. So therefore, you took from rishus hayachet to rishus haram through a karmelis. So there the halacha is chayiv, that the individual is liable, that since he never stopped when he was walking through in the stav, in the karmelis, he didn't stop there to rest, so there's no hanocha, there was no stop in between. Rather, he only stopped when he got to the plaza, So therefore, it was one long transference from a rishus hayachad, from one private domain to the rishus ram, the public domain. And although he passed through a place which is not chayv midaraisa, because it's a karmelis, which is a rabbinic invention, which is asum dabanan, but you'd be part of him in the carbon regarding the halacha dairaisa. However, since he never stopped, we view it as one transfer from rishus hayachad to rishus ram, and therefore he's chayv. That's what the Tanna Kam holds. Ben Azai says the person is exempt from Machir, as the Gemara is going to explain, because he holds of the theory, the Svara, the Mahalach Ka'oimidami, that someone that's walking is as if he stops every time he takes a step. So therefore, when he picks up his leg, it's Nakira. When he puts his foot down, it's Anacha. It's, so to speak, he's lifting up and placing down every time he walks. And therefore, it seems like that what happens is that when he left Rosh Hashayachid, then when he gets into the stuff, into this Carmelis area, which is where the bench is, where the storekeepers keep the stuff, that he, so to speak, did Hanocha there. So he went from Rosh Hashayachid to Carmelis. Then when he picks up a foot up again from the stuff and heads into the Rosh Hashayachid, that's a new Akira Hanocha. And therefore, he never had an Issad Raisa that was done, rather just an Issad Rabban. So the Gemara discusses this price. Bishlami ben Azai k'sav mahalach k'oimidami. We understand the shita of ben Azai, because he holds of the sar that walking is tantamount to like standing. That every time you walk, you're picking up, you're in the kira and you're doing hanocha, and therefore you're not chayiv. The rabbanon nehinam k'sav mahalach lav k'oimidami. So we understand the rabbanon that they don't hold of this sar. They don't know that when someone's walking, it's as if you're going and stopping, going and stopping. It's one long continuous transference. However, how can you ever find such a case that you will actually be liable? And that is, if you have a different rishus, a different domain that's in between the rishus hayachad and the rishus ram, how could you be chayiv? Maybe the Torah is only mechayiv you for the haitzah of Shabbos, only when you take directly from rishus hayachad to rishus ram. How does he know, how do the rabban know that that is actually a chiv of haitzah? Maybe haitzah is only going directly from one domain to another domain. How do you know it's even in such a case when you have a karmelis in between, although you didn't stop, but it didn't go directly from one domain to another domain that you chayiv for regarding the halachah Shabbos? So Rav Safar, Rav Bami, Rav Yochanan, we continue on to the top of Bamaman Aleph. Midi dahava amar b'chevitz b'rishus ram. They know this because it's similar to the halacha of when someone transports an object in rishus ram, which is if he transports it more than 4 amos. Let's say someone's walking, it's generally more than 4 amos, which is around 8 feet. And as long as he doesn't put it down, he's potter, because he didn't do a hanoch yet, he just did an akir, he just picked it up. When he finally puts it down, he's chayiv. And that's even though, so to speak, from where he picked it up to where he got there was a lot of area, which was, so to speak, a mokam tur, because the chayiv is only for walking dalat amas in shusram. Everything after those 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, as you're walking, those are all mokam tur. There's no area of chayiv there. So therefore, as the Gemara explains, Hasam lav aval gavde kama denokat leva ozla pata. There, as in the case that we're saying that we know you're chayif, or when you transport something, an object of shesaram, that although the area that you're passing by after the original four amas, that it's something that you're pater for because you're not doing an iser. You already did your akira back then. And when you finally do the hanocha, then you're going to be chayiv. So even though this area that you're passing, you're pater for, but kimonich lichayiv, when you finally do the hanocha, you're going to be liable for transporting something in Rosh Hashanah for amas. So hachanami loishno, here also it's no different that the person is going to be chayiv because although you're passing by a makam tor regarding at least the chiv d'iraisa, when you're passing through the Carmelis, so you're going from Rosh Hashanah. And here's the Carmelis, and you're going to Rosh Hashanah. So although you're passing by an area which the chiv is not for, but since you did your akira in the makam of one domain, you did hanocha in another domain, that will make the person chayiv. Just like we find when you're transporting something, an object in Rosh Hashanah, more than four amas, once you pass four amas, you already, so to speak, did your haitzah. Now that, so to speak, a makam tur regarding that, and still when you do your hanocha, you're going to be chayiv. Same thing here also, that although you're passing through an area of tur, it's still going to be liable for the chiv derais of haitzah. Then the Gemara asks me, Tommy, is it really the same type of case? Hasam over there, wherever you do ultimately put it down in Rosh Hashanah, when you're walking in the street and you're carrying something, it is a place where you're liable for, because in the whole Rosh Hashanah there is a iser of haitzah of carrying something. However, in our case, if you would actually put it down in the Carmelis, in the place where the storeholders, the storekeepers keep all their wares, and you actually put it down there on your way to Rosh Hashanah, and then, or you picked it up afterwards, but you would be potter because you didn't do it, so daraisa. So that's a different type of, let's say, makam tur. And obviously, when you're walking more than four amas, you don't need it to be chayiv, but it's still a makam of chayiv. It's a place where there's liability. Here, it's not, you're passing by a place which doesn't have liability in itself at all. So therefore, how could you prove from there that you would be chayiv on the isa veitzah, passing through a place which is not liable at all? So the Gemara says, rather, we'll prove from a different case. You could prove it because it's similar to when you're transporting an object from the beginning to the end of Dalad Amis, which means exactly four Amis when you transport that in Shasaram. And that is as follows. Isn't it the case that if, let's say, when you were transporting something in Rosh Hashanah 4 Amos, that if you stopped in middle and you put it down in middle of the 4 Amos, let's say 2 Amos through, that you would be exempt because it's only Chayv Issa Dairaisa if you carry 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah. And still in spite of that, when you actually do put it down at the end of those 4 Amos, then the person is liable for carrying Rosh Hashanah those 8 feet. Even though if you stop 4 feet in, you'd be potter, you'd be exempt because you didn't carry it. And still, when you finally make it the distance, you're going to be chayiv. Here also, it's no different. And that is because both cases are talking about that you're passing an area that in middle would be potter. Because the Dalet Amos would be potter middle. Here also, since I passed this Carmelis in between, it doesn't make a difference that I'll be potter. But since if ultimately I go the distance, I'm going to be chayiv. Just like there, when I go the distance for the 4 Amos. So the Gemara says, me dummy, is it really the same? Hasam over there, when you transport something for amas in Rosh Hashanah, legabi de high gavra makam turhu. You're right that regarding this person, it's an area of tur of exemption, because if for him it'll only be 2 amas that he's going to be carrying it, which you're not chayiv for. But lekuli amam makam chivu, still in spite of that, regarding the whole world, it is an area of liability. That is, if someone else was carrying from 10 amas away from you, or whatever it is, and he came into those dalet amas and he put it down, he would be chayiv for carrying 4 amas and shesar amas. So you see, the area is an area of liability. It's just regarding this person that's not an area of liability, because he started 2 amas away. However, but here regarding our case of taking it from a shesar yachid to a shesar am, passing through this stuv, through this place where the benches were, where they had their wares, where it's a carmelis, according to everybody, in anybody's situation, whoever's carrying would be potter, would be exempt of a liability over here. So therefore, how do we know again that you'd be chayiv for itzah for transferring through that area? Maybe you have to go directly from one makam chiv to another makam chiv, and not when you pass by a carmelis, because the case of Dalet Amos, although for this person it's exempt area, but for everybody else it's the area of liability, whereas our case for everybody be a patur of liability. So the Gemara says, you're right, we compare it to a different case. We can compare it because it's similar to our case when someone takes something out from a Rosh Hashanah, a private domain, to Rosh Hashanah, to the public domain, through the sides of Rosh Hashanah. And that is, for example, if let's say someone has a yard that's open to Rosh Hashanah, and that is, there's a place by the wall that's the sides of Rosh Hashanah Abim, and that this is a machlekes Rabbi Elias and the Rabban and the Gemara and Avin and Perikol Gagas. And the Rabban say that it does not have the halacha like Rosh Hashanah Abim. And even so, when you take out from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Abim through that area, which is not Rosh Hashanah Yachid either, then the person is going to be liable. And as the Gemara says, Hasam lav avagavdi monich le'atzid Rosh Hashanah Abim potter, that isn't though. Even though it's the case that if someone went, as he's walking out of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he goes through the sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if he put it down over there, he would be exempt. And still, even though when he finally goes the distance and he goes into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he'd be liable. Here also, it's no different. That there, although you're passing by an area which is the sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that we don't consider it like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because generally the Rabbim, the public, don't go there. So we see that the person is potter from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So even though he's passing by this area of Ptur, when he finally goes into Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be chayav. Here also it's the same thing. That when you're going for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, through this area of the where the storekeepers have their wares, if you go the distance, you're going to be chayav for Haitzah. So the Gemara says, Maskev l'Rav Papa, that Hanich l'Rabbanan, what you said is correct as a proof for this sheet of the Rabbanan that we're bringing who argue on Benazai. From these Rabbanan, over here in this braisa that we just quoted, that they say the Amri Tzidu Shasaram Lav Kishasaram Dami. That because, as we mentioned before, it's a Machlekes in Erevin, that the Rabbanan, they say that the sides of Rosh Hashanah don't have Aloch like Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when you're going from your yard, which is open to Rosh Hashanah, through that area of the sides of Rosh Hashanah, it's the same type of case that although you're Chayav Netzah, that you're passing by an area of Ptur. However, the question is, El Reb Eliezer, the Amr Tzidu Shasaram Kishasaram Dami, but Reb Eliezer, that he holds in halacha that the sides of Rosh Hashanah does have the same halacha like Rosh Hashanah. So my klamim, what can you say? There would be no proof from the case of a tzidu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to show that when you pass by an exempted area on your way from one domain to another domain, that you'd be chayav haitzah because he holds the sides of Rosh Hashanah is the same as Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And when you pass by there, you're passing by a makam of chiyah. So again, we don't have a proof, according to Reb Eliezer, how you have that a case of passing by a makam tur that one would be liable for. So when did we hear from Eliezer the Amar Tidur Shazram Kishazram Dami that he says that the size of the public domain have the same halacha as the Rosh Hashanah? That's Hecha the Leka Chifufi. That's only when there's no obstructions. For example, that was the case over there in Erevin. Amal Hecha the Iki Chifufi. But where there are obstructions from, let's say, from the yard going into Rosh Hashanah, although it's open, but there are little like poles that are put in there. Sometimes people have it by driveways or different buildings that they want to have people to stop, or like cones. So they're having, and the reason is that the different wagons and the different animals that pass by should scrape up against it, and they shouldn't scrape up against his wall and make his wall fall down. So when there are those obstructions, mi shamele, did we ever hear from Eliezer that it would, the sides of Rosh Hashanah would still have halacha of Rosh Hashanah Abim? And still, when we know the halacha is that when you carry out through that way, one would still be liable. Hilkach, the Gemara says, lahadami, therefore it is the same. And that is, it is a riot to the shita of the Chachamim, that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that although he says the sides of Rosh Hashanah have the same halacha of Rosh Hashanah because they extend into that area, but when you have these pegs that, so to speak, are there to block them, that and therefore that area is blocked off, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that then they would not have the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, and still we know the halacha in that case would be that one carrying from his yard, from his chatzah, to the Rosh Hashanah through that path, through the sides, even though it has these pegs blocking off, would be chayav. Obviously, that's a riot to what we said, the shita of the Chachamim, that a person would be liable of passing from one domain to another, even though he's passing an area of Ptur. So now the Gemara goes back to the shita of Ben Azai, that he said that no, that a person is going to be Potter, because it's considered as if he stops every time he walks, so therefore he stopped through a Makom of Ptur, and therefore he only had an Akira Anocha from a Makom Ptur to a Makom of Chiyav. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umayde Ben Azai Bezoik, but Ben Azai agrees to the Chachamim, that one would be chayiv transporting something from the store, which is a Shus Yachid, to the plaza, which is a Shus Rabim, through the stuff, through these places where the householders, the storekeepers have their wares, that he'd be liable when it's thrown. Because there it never landed in the Carmelis at all. And that is because you don't have his Svara of Mahalach Kaimadami. The whole reason why he said your pot is because as you're walking, you're stopping every time you're picking up your foot and walking. However, when you throw something, there it never had a, so to speak, this svara of mahalach kaimadami of putting your foot up and down. So there, even he would agree that one would be liable, even though you're throwing it over an area of Ptur. So Gemara says, Tanam Hochi, similarly learned in the Braisa. Hamaitzi mechanus leflat yederch stav chayv. That someone that transports an object from a store to a plaza through a carmelis, he would be liable. And that's echad hamaitzi, whether you're taking it out, bechad hamachnas, whether you're bringing it in, V'echel azarik, whether you're throwing it, v'echel amoshet, whether you're handing it over. Whether you're handing it over the area of the karmelis from Rishas Ayachat Rishas Ra. B'nazay ayimur, ha-moitzi v'amachnes pata, as he argues, as we brought before, he says that, no, there's someone that takes it out or brings it in, that person is going to be pata, is exempt, because, as he said, because mahalach koimit, that going is like stopping, and therefore he stops his whole body in the karmelis. However, ha-moitzi v'azarik chayv, as we mentioned before, that someone that passes it over, or if he throws it there, he would be liable because you know there you don't have the svar mahalach koimid dami, and therefore Ben Nazir would agree that one would be liable even though it's passing through the airspace of a makom tor. Now the Gemara continues with a brisa that discusses the four domains that are negayah for the halachas of Shabbos regarding the isra of itzah. Tanya Rabban, we learn the brisa. Dalid reshuyis l'Shabbos. There are four different domains for the halachas of Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to explain all of them. So the brisa continues. There are reshus hayochid, a private domain, reshus harabim, the public domain. The Carmelis and the Carmelis, which is a rabbinic convention that has this different halachas of Rishas Yochad and Rishas Rabban, Mokum Tor, and an exempt area which have no problems at all. You could carry from there to anywhere you want. Now the Brice explains, Ve'ezoihi Rishas Yochad, what is a private domain regarding the halachas of Shabbos? Charet Shuhu Omek Yud, V'rochav Dal. So, for example, if you have a ditch that's 10 tfachim deep and it's 4 tfachim wide, and similarly, v'chein gather, if you have a partition, a wall, shugavaya yod v'rochav dal, that's 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim wide, zuhi rishus yachad gemur, that is a complete private domain. And that is, it has to be 4 by 4 square, and 10 high or 10 down, which means the walls have to be at least 10 tvachim high, then that's considered a rishus yachad for Hilcha Shabbos. The ezi rishus ram, what's considered a public domain? Sratya, a highway, that's like a road that goes from city to city, Uflat Yigadayla and a large plaza, that is like the main street of the city, that there everybody gathers together for business. Umavoyis Hamafaloshan, and open streets that are open on both ends, that open into the plaza. So it opens up into this main thoroughfare. Zuhi Rishas Ram Gemura, these are cases that are total, complete public domains. And the halacha is, therefore, now that we discuss what's a Rishas Yachad, what's a Rishas Ram. So you can't transport something from what we mentioned is a Rishas HaYachad to what we mentioned is a Rishas Ram. And you can't bring in from what we consider as a public domain into a private domain. If someone did take out or did bring in, then if he did it by mistake, then he's liable for Karban Chatas. If he did it on purpose, then Anish Karas V'Nisko, then his punishment is Karas, that's if he did not get Hasraf, no Adam warned him. Or he gets Niskel, he gets Skila, that he gets stoned, if he was warned about it beforehand. So those are the cases of Rishas Yochad, Rishas Rab. Now the Brisa continues, Abul Yam, regarding the sea, Ubika. Ubika is like an open field full of different fields. Vistavonis, and the bench area, which this was in front of the stores that they had, all the storekeepers would keep all the merchandise over there. The HaKarmelis, and the Karmelis, which the Gemara is going to ask later, didn't all the cases that we're mentioning now, the sea and the open fields, aren't they also cases of Karmelis? That why are we saying is a distinct case of Karmelis? So the Gemara is going to explain later what we meant by saying Karmelis, that these are all Karmelises, which is a rabbinic, so to speak, invention of that is, even though it's either a Shasech or Shas Rabim, they invented this area called a Karmelis. Eino Loikr Shas Rabim, it does not have the halacha of a Shas Rabim. That is because it's not the same as the encampment by the Midbar, because since the Carmelis is not meant for the public to walk by, so therefore it does not have the halacha of Rishus Rabim. However, Lake Rishus HaYachad does not have the halacha of Rishus HaYachad because it's similar in a way to Rishus Rabim because it doesn't have walls, and Rishus HaYachad has to have walls. So therefore the halacha is as follows. So it's not Rishus HaYachad, not Rishus Rabim. So what is the halacha? Ve'einoisin ve'neisin b'techa. You're not allowed to pick up anything and place down something inside of it. And that is, you can't carry in it only within four amis, and that is because it's similar to Rishas Rabim, and that is the Rabban Vagayzer, because if we let you carry in the Carmelis, since it looks very similar to Rishas Rabim, it's just different that because we don't have, so to speak, the multitudes of people walking there, so therefore we said you can't carry more than Dalar Amis. V'im Nosem Nosem B'Teich HaPatah, and if someone did carry inside of it more than Dalar Amis, the person is exempt. And this is the Carmelis that we mentioned before, that it's something we give it the different dinim related to Rishas Ram, Rishas Yachid, and that is that we make it aser. But however, if someone does carry, it's pater, because again, it's not a chiv derais, it's a drabana, and therefore one would be pater from a karmachatas and skila and karas. However, the halacha is as follows. You can't carry out from the Carmelist into Rishas Ram, and you can't carry from Rishas Ram into the Carmelist. You can't carry in from Rishas Yachid into it. But let me take Rishas Yachid, and you can't carry from the Carmelists into Rishas Yachid. However, and then similarly, if one does carry out or carry in from the Carmelists to Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabim, then the person is going to be exempt, as we mentioned, because it's only Midrabanan, and therefore there is no Chiv Dairaisa of carrying. So it's, although it's not the Haitzah of Rishas Yachid and Rishas Ram, however, Midrabanan, it is going to be also from carrying from the different domains into it, or from it into the other ones. Now the Brisa continues, other Isur Drabanan that are similar to like what like we mentioned here, which was the Rabbinic invention of Karmelis, Chatzeres Shel Rabim, communal courtyards, and that is that they're open into a courtyard, many different houses, and that courtyard is open to Rishas Rabim, and the people from the houses, they go through the courtyard on their way into the Rishas Rabim, to the public domain. And streets that are not open totally to the plaza. In other words, one side is closed off, which is called like a dead-end street, and the different courtyards are open into that dead-end street. And the people from the courtyards, they go through this, what's called this mavoi, this closed-off public street. They go from that street into the Rishas Rabim, so it's open only on one side, not on both sides. So the halacha is as follows. Irvu mutarin. If all the houses of the courtyard get together with some bread and they make an irv, similarly regarding the mavoi, that if all the different chatzers, all the different courtyards get together and they make it in one place together to share the mavoi, to share this street, they make an erev or shetuvim mevois, then it's permitted to bring things in and out from the house into the courtyard, and from the courtyard into the mavoi, into this open street that's open only on one side. Lo yirvu asurim, but if they did not make an erev, then it's going to be forbidden to carry, because each house is designated for the owner of that house. However, the courtyard is a rishos, it's a domain for everybody, that everybody shares. So it comes out that you're transporting something from one rishos to another, from your own private house to the public domain in a sense. And although that both of them are halachically a rishos a yachid, however, the Chacham made a siyag, they made a fence for the Torah to be marchik a person from aver that he shouldn't carry out ultimately from rishos a yachid to rishos a rabim. And that is, since it looks like carrying from rishos a yachid to rishos a rabim, because here everybody shares this area just like we share the streets. So therefore, although it's halachically rishos a yachid, however, since my house is my own and this is everyone else's, we don't let you carry from there to there, because you might come to carry from rishos a yachid to rishos a rab. And these different courtyards, chatzer shel rabim, and this open this mavoish in mefalashin, they're not one of the differences of the four different domains, because whether one makes an erev or one doesn't make an erev, it's rishos a yachid. And that the one who carries from this, let's say this mavoi, this dead-end street, or from this communal courtyard into Rishas Ram, one would definitely be liable, the chiv deiraisa, of carrying from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Ram. It's just that we were machmer on ourselves, midrabanan, to say that you're not allowed to carry from your Rishas Yachad, from your own private house, to this area because of a gzeir. But ultimately, midairaisa definitely has a din Rishas Yachad, and one would be chayiv if he carried from there into the Rishas Ram. So the Braisa continues, Adam Oimid al-Eskufa. A person is allowed to stand on the threshold, and let's say from his house, which let's say his house is the Rishas HaYachid and the street is the Rishas Rab, and then his threshold is a separate area. So the halach is a person is allowed to stand on his threshold. He can take from the householder who's in the Rishas HaYachid and he could give to him. And similarly, he could take from the poor man in Rishas HaYachid and give to him also. And that is because this is what was the fourth domain, which is known as Mokum Tur, an exempt area which was mentioned before, that's not considered its own domain because it's not 4x4 tefachim wide. It's smaller than that, as the Gemara is going to explain later. Therefore, it's bottle whether to the Rishas HaYachid or whether to the Rishas Rabim. So therefore, someone that's on the threshold, since it's a very small area, but it's his own distinct area, so it's, so to speak, wherever you are, you can carry to. You can go from there to the Rishas, you can carry to the Rishas Yachad, or from there to the Rishas Rabim, and from there into them also. However, there is one exception. As long as you don't take from the householder who is in the Rishas HaYachid, you're here in the middle in the Makam Tur, which is an exempt area. So therefore you could transport from you to there, to the inside, or from you to the outside. However, you can't be the middleman, so to speak, to take from the household in Rishas HaYachid and then give it to the Ani in Rishas HaRabim, or me Ani v'nesla balabayis, or to take from the poor man in Rishas HaRabim and bring it into the balabayis inside Rishas HaYachid. Because that's going to be a zilzal, it's going to be a disgrace for the halachas of Shabbos, the Ketchila, because that might cause someone to do a complete etzah from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim, and we're geizered because you might come to be lenient and so to speak come go directly. So therefore we don't let you be the middleman, and you're going to be transporting things from one rishus to another rishus. We said, although that this makam tur could go one way, but it can't go the distance, it can't go both parts, and to transport something totally from one domain into the other domain, and that is in spite of the fact that really you're passing by a makam up tur. However, v'im notl v'nasan, however, let's say he did do that, he took and he gave to the other one, shlosh and p'turim, all three of them are exempt. Others say that a skufa mishameshes beis rishuyis, that the threshold functions as two different domains. That is, sometimes we give the threshold the halacha of Rishas HaYachid, and sometimes we give it the halacha of Rishas HaRabim. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain all these different things that are mentioned here in this braisa. So he explains as follows. Bizman shapesach besuach kilifnim. When the doorway is open from, let's say, the house, then it has the halacha of the inside of the house. This threshold that's in front of the house has halacha like Rishas HaYachid. Pesach nol kolchutz. If the door is closed, and now the door is closed, now you're right on the threshold, you're by the front of the door, now it has halacha of the outside Rishas HaRabim. Vim hoises kufa gavoya yod bracha vadal. However, if this threshold was 10 tvachim high and 4 by 4 tvachim wide, then harizu Rishas Latzma, then it has the halacha of its own domain, and that is, although it's Rishas HaYachid, as we mentioned before, that something that's 10 tvachim high and 4 by 4 wide, it's its own separate domain, and therefore you can't carry from the house, carry from there into the house, or from the house over there. The Gemara later is going to explain. So therefore we have machlokes over here regarding this threshold that's considered a makom tur. Is it like the Tanakhama says that it's always, whichever one you're going to the Rishas HaYachid, Rishas HaRabim, you can carry there because it's a, so to speak, it's batel. It's considered secondary to the area that it's connected to, whichever way you're going. So therefore, you could always carry from one to the other. You just can't go from take from one inside and then to the one outside, or in reverse, because that's going to be a zilzal Shabbos, because you're going, you might come to actually come and do a complete Hitzah. Or is it like the other Tana that's saying, the Acherim, the others, that they say that no, it can't be either or. Sometimes one or the other, depending if the door is closed, then it has the halacha from the outside. If the door is open, then the threshold has the halacha of the inside and have the halacha of Rishas HaYachid. However, of course, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 wide, then it's like a regular Rishas HaYachid, which since it has those dimensions, and therefore you can't carry from there, not to the outside, not to the inside, because it has a separate, has its own Rishas. So now the Gemara elaborates on this braisa. Amamar, we mentioned in the braisa, Zuhi Rishas HaYachid. These cases that we mentioned are considered private domains for the halacha of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lamute Mai, what are we excluding that we're saying these are? It sounds like there's a hot possibility to say there are other cases and that we're excluding them. So Gemara says, Lamut Ehod Rabbi Huda is coming to exclude the halacha of Rabbi Huda. The Tanya, like within the braisa, that Yesra al Kain on Rabbi Huda, moreover, Rabbi Huda said the following halacha. That is Mishiyash le Beis Batim Bishnei Tid Rishas Rabbim. If someone has two houses that he owns, on two sides of Rishas Rabbim, that is, you have Rishas Rabbim, you have a public domain, and on one side of the public domain is his private house, and the other one also has his private domain, and they're facing each other. So Rabbi Huda says, Oisa, a person could construct, and we continue on to Amud Beis, Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan, a side post on this side of the house, and a side post on this side of the house, meaning by one house you'll have on both sides of that house, and that's like a heker ba'amah, that's just a sign to show that it's, so to speak, it's considered a separate area. That is because Rabbi Huda holds that midday raisa, two walls make something into Rishas HaYachid, into a private domain. And this case has, when you have two houses facing each other, the houses are walls, so to speak, and therefore you have two very good walls that are the walls of the houses. So therefore now this area between the two houses, Minatayra, is really a Rishas HaYachid. Therefore, you just have to have the lechis to show that it is like that, as related to the halachas of Erevin. So therefore, then you could now go ahead and carry, or you put a crossbeam from here and a crossbeam from there. But you could carry in the Rishas Rabim between, only in the air between these two houses, because so to speak, that is a virtual Rishas Yachad, because you have two walls, and that is your own private domain. So the Chacham told them that you can't adjust the Rishas Rabim, a public domain like that. In other words, so to speak, to take a real public domain that's a main thoroughfare and have two walls and have these lachis to make a Rishas Yachad, they argue on that premise. And therefore they say that's not going to be considered Rishas Yachad. So therefore our Gemara is saying that that is what we were excluding this price, is Zuhi, that these are Rishas Yachads, and that's coming to exclude Yehuda's case, that we don't consider his case when there's two walls on either side from the houses and passing through Rishas Rabim, then that should be considered Rishas Yachad, and that's what we're excluding. Now the Gemara asks a different question on the Braisa. Why, when we were describing the private domains, the Rishas Yachad, did we say that these are Rishas Yachad Gemura, complete private domains? So the Gemara says, Mahor detaim, because I would have thought, Ki pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Yehuda, that when did we have the Rabbanan arguing on Rabbi Yehuda? That is in the Braisa that we brought. And they said that you can't be Ma'ar of Rishas Rabim like that. To make it into Rishas Yachad by having two houses on either side of Rishas Rabim, that would be regarding carrying. That you would think that you could carry, they're saying that you can't carry. As they said, that you can't be Ma'ar of Rishas Rabim like that. And that is because they were glazed because maybe it's similar to Rishas Rabim. And that is, as the Gemara says, you'll have Rishas Yachad. That is where they argued him. But Hanamil Talta, that was just for carrying. Avalizrik Moidele, but maybe regarding throwing, that is, if someone throws from Rishas Rabim into that area between those two houses that have, let's say, these lechis, that person would be chayiv. They would agree to that because shtei mechitzas adarais, the two walls amen atayr consider Rishas Yachad, and therefore has their shem Rishas Yachad. Kamash Malan, that's what they said, the terminology that Zuhi Rishas Yachad Gemura, these are complete Rishas Yachad, to tell you that these are the cases that we mentioned the Braisa, that they have the complete amount of mechitzas of walls that they have to have. That is, they have walls from every side, for example, the charitz, the ditch, or the partitions together, that we said they have walls from four sides, and then we have good asik, that the walls go up, totally up, and therefore you see that it's surrounded from all four sides, and it has the halal, it has the so to speak, the area has 4x4. But the case of Yehuda, where you didn't have the complete four walls that are necessary, you only had two walls, there, the Chacham say it's not a Rishas Yochad at all, and therefore, even if what, not only Lekule wouldn't be Rishas Yochad, but even Lechumre wouldn't be. If someone threw into that area, which is between the two houses, a person would not be chai for transporting something from Rishas Aram into Rishas Yochad. It's totally not Rishas Yochad, because it has to have the requisite four walls. It's not enough to have two walls to consider Rishas Yochad. And we were coming to exclude from that Hanukkah that we would have thought that they only say it's not Rishas Yochad regarding to carry, but it would be to be chai for throwing into it. And Kamash Mala, no, it's totally not Rishas Yochad. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa. Amamar, Zuhi Rishas Rab. The cases that we mentioned, the Braisa, these are the cases that are considered public domains for the Halacha of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, L'muti Amai, what are we coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, L'muti Idach Rabbi Yehuda is coming to exclude the other Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. The not like we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imhoisa Derech Rishas Rab Mafsakasin. If the path of Rishas Rab was cutting through, Yisalkenul Itzdadin, then you should divert them, the people, from the public, let's start them to the sides. And that is, we're talking about what's known as Pasi Berois, which were different posts that were given a heter for the pits. And that is, it's brought down the second parak in Masechtas Erevin, that the Chacham, they were lenient because of those who would be Oiler Regel, they would come up to Yerushalayim three times a year, and that the pits that would be there for the water to be able to give water to the animals was in Rishas Rab. However, the bar itself, the pit, was that had a halachic status of Rishas Yachad because it's 10 tefachim deep and 4x4 wide. And therefore, if someone, so to speak, draws water and brings it up to the edge, he's liable for the Issa Daraisa of taking from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Rabim. So therefore, the Chacham were lenient as follows. They said that you could make around the area of the pit four posts on the double-sided posts on the corners of this area of the pit. And between each post will be not more than 10 amas. So therefore, the halal, the area of between those four posts that's surrounding this pit, has a halacha of Rishas Yachad that now you could, so to speak, draw the water from the well, and in that area, because they're all still considered Rishas Yachad. So Yehuda says, regarding that halacha, that if, let's say, a public path went through where the posts were, in other words, through the path where the pit was, so then you should divert the traffic, so to speak, from through that to the sides, because if the public would go through that area, it would, so to speak, be mevatel the mechitza, wouldn't be considered walls anymore, because this is really virtual walls. We consider it as if these posts which have double-sided, that some of it going one direction, one of it like an L-shape, that if it's, as if it's virtual walls, because less than 10 amos in between, and therefore it's not considered a breach in that wall. So it's virtual in the sense that if people would go through it, so it would be a mockery. We can't consider it walls, and therefore it would be back to have halacha b'shus rab. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yehuda says, is that you have to divert them, and the Gemara says, and the Chacham say that one does not have to. And that's what we say over here, that when we said Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, that this is considered public domain. However, but regarding the public that goes through these side posts, that's not Rishus HaRabim. And that is, since the Chacham hold that these L-shaped side posts, they have a halacha of walls. And therefore, even if the public goes through it, it doesn't make a difference. It's like 600,000 people walking through someone's house. It doesn't make it not a house. It doesn't make it not a Rishus HaYachim. So therefore, and also since we gave this kula of making this area around the pits that people could draw the water into Rishus HaYachim, it doesn't make a difference. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim. Only the cases in our Bryce Rishus HaRabim, but this case of the public going through this, the side post does not, that's not included in Rishus HaRabim, even though they're going through, not like a Behuda. And the Gemara over there in Ervin asks that it seems to be a contradiction between Behuda and the Behuda that we mentioned before. That there he said that there you could carry in between where the two houses are, and in spite of the fact that it's a public thoroughfare going right through. And similarly, our Rabbanan, that seems to be from that Brisa to this Mishnah, seems to be a contradiction. And there the Gemara resolves that. However, the Gemara is saying that Zuhi Rishus HaRabim, that's what the Brisa was saying, to exclude from this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that he held that there's another case of Rishus HaRabim, when they pass through the Pasei Berais, through the side posts, and the Rabban argue, and our Brisa was going like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues saying, on the Brisa, similar like we asked before, of Amai Karli Gemura, why did we say that these are the complete Rishus HaRabims, they're complete domains? Why do you have to say the word complete, as we asked by Rishus HaYachid? And Rashi says that here we couldn't have answered, like we said before, that I would have thought only in one regard it's a Rishus HaRabim, but in another regard it's not, because here the main purpose of the things that it was made for, these Pasei Berais, were made to carry inside of it. And that's what the Rabban said, that you don't have to, and that it's not a Rishus HaRabim at all, it's totally Rishus HaYachid, even to carry, and definitely if you throw inside of it, you're going to be liable. So therefore, why are we saying that these are complete, like, as if to exclude something else, if it's not? Rishi Gemara says, correct. I did the Tana Reisha Gemura, Tana Nami Sefer Gemura. Since in the Reisha we said that we had to say that these are the complete Rishus HaYachid to exclude, that we would have thought that regarding the case that we excluded Rabbi Yehuda from, when there's two houses on either side of Rishus HaRabim, that's not Rishus HaYachid, we would have thought maybe only for some part, but for some part it would be. That's why we said completely. Here also we use the same terminology, but really we're not coming to tell you any Chidushim by saying that these are the complete Rishus HaRabims. Now the Gemara says, so we mentioned what the Rishus HaYachid were, what the Rishus HaRabims were. However, Lachshav Nami Midbar, we should have included the desert in those things which are considered Rishus HaRabim, and we didn't. We said a plaza, we said open-ended streets. We didn't say Midbar. The Hatani, because we learned the Braisa. Ezehi Rishus HaRabim, what's considered a public domain? Sratya Highway, Uflatya Gedoyla, and a large plaza, Umavayas Mafalash, and the open-ended streets, as we mentioned. Vahamidbar and the desert. Why didn't our Tana say that other case of the desert? So Amabaya Lekasha, it's not difficult, because Kambazman she saw Shrun Bemidbar, the one that said that a person is liable for carrying in the Rishus HaRabim in the desert, that it's as if it's the Rishus HaRabim, that's when the Klal Yisrael were present then at the time when they were in the Midbar. However, Kambazman Azeh, our Bryce was discussing the present time where it's not a place where generally the public go in, because people don't usually travel in the deserts. So therefore, that's not considered Rishus HaRabim, so it depends. And that's why we don't mention the desert, because today it's not Rishus HaRabim anymore. Now the Gemara continues discussing the Braisa. So Amar, we said, Imhoitzi Behichnes, if someone takes out and brings in from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Veshogi Chayav Chatas, if he doesn't inadvertently, he's liable for Karm Chatas. Bemez, if he did on purpose, Onish Karas Venisko, that he gets the punishment of either getting his life cut short, or he gets Skila, he gets stoned, depending if it was done with Hasra or not. So the Gemara asks, "Beshogi chayav chatas pshita." If he did it inadvertently, that he gets a karma chatas, that's obvious. And that is, since we learned cases of Rishus HaYachid, and the other case was the case of Rishus HaRabim, so we should have just said that's plain, that if you take out or you bring in, you're reliable. I would have known that if someone does it inadvertently, that's karma chatas, because you know that regarding halachas of Shabbos, that the zodin is karas, that it's so to speak, it's shogig is a chatas. So the Gemara answers, "Bemezid onish karas v'niskel itzchale." No, we needed to tell you regarding that the liability of when it's done on purpose, that there the punishment is karas and skila. So Which Gemara says, "Onami Pshita." That's also obvious because we know that a person that when he gets warned, he gets skila from the Mekayshesh Eitzim, from the one who gathered the woods in the parasha and Chumash. That it says that he got skila. So obviously, we know that you get skila for doing one of the lamates malachas. So why would I need it to tell us? So Hakamash Malan Kedirav. So the Gemara says that the reason why we have to tell you this was like the Chiddush of Rav. The Amar Rav, Rav said, "Matzasi Megillas Darim Bei Reb Chiya," that I found a hidden scroll at the house of Reb Chiya. And that is, they used to hide the Chiddushei Torah that was written because there was an Isra of writing Torah Shabbat Peh into Torah Shabbat Ksav, into having it written. And therefore, when they would hear the words of a Chiddush, of a novel interpretation from an individual that wasn't, so to speak, being discussed in the Beis Medrash, they would write it down so not to forget it. But they would hide it so that it shouldn't be out in the public because it was us to write down for the masses. The Kasaban was written as follows. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Avis Malachis Mem Chasar Achas. The Avis Malachis, the primary Malachis of Issa Shabbos, are 40 minus 1, which means 39 Malachis. Ve'ein Chayv al-Achas, however, you're only liable once. And now the Gemara thinks that it means to say that if you did it in one Helam Echad, in one lapse of awareness, that you did not know between doing all the 39 Malachis, you'd only be liable for one time. And that is because the whole chil of Shabbos, the desecration of Shabbos, is one avera, even though there's 39 different ways of doing it. To which the Gemara asks, "Ini, is that really the case?" But we learn in the Mishnah of its malachis mem chaser achas that the primary malachis of Shabbos are 39. And we asked about this minyan alamali. Why did we have to tell you a number? We should just learn the avis malachas. Hazareya, v'acharya, someone that plants, someone that plows. Why do I have to say the number 39? The Mishnah ends up saying all of them. It walks through all the 39. Why do I need to tell you numbers? Rabbi Yechon had said it was to tell you the following chiddush. Shem asin kulam behelam echas, that if someone does all 39 malachas in one lapse of awareness, that chayav kol achsav achas, is that to tell you that the person is liable for each and every one. And that is, it's coming to tell you the number of chatois that a person can be chayiv if he does all the Isurei Shabbos in one lapse of awareness. And that's where we tell you that it's 39 and not more. That even if you do the toldos, the secondary malachas that come out of each av, with them, a person will not bring on the tolda, where it's done together with the av, with the primary malacha, that it's as if you did it and you repeat it again, because it's one aver. However, what we see is that a person is liable for all 39 if it does in one lapse of awareness. How could you say you only chayev once? So Ela Eimer, rather, what it was saying was, Eina chayev al achas mehen. That hidden scroll that he saw written was saying that from the 39 malachas, there's one out of them that you're not chayev misan. However, it didn't say which one. The Tanna of our Mishnah is coming to tell you that since it says that you get skila for doing haitzah, for carrying or bringing it in, that haitzah is not one of the 39 that we had a doubt about, that maybe that's from the ones that Isi ben Yehuda says that there's no chiv misa for. And that was the chiddush, that to tell you that you chayiv for transporting the hamahanech loy din loy masafkin, that haitzah, the issa of transporting from one domain to another, is not one of those that we had a doubt about. And that is that. That's why we say that you get skila, because one of the 39 malachas was the chiddush of Isa ben Yehuda that you don't get skila. You're not chayiv misa, and it didn't say which one. And the Tanavah Mishnah is telling you that this is not one of those, and one would be chayiv skila, and that's why we have to tell you that chiddush, that you would be chayiv for the Isra of Itza. Now the Gemara continues discussing the Brayis Amamar. Aval Yam, but regarding the sea, Ubika and the open fields, Vistavanis and the bench area that's in front of the stores, Vakarmelis, and the Carmelis, which is the rabbinic invention of a new domain, Einon like Kirshas Yachav, like Kirshas Ram, it's not like a private domain, not like a public domain. To which the Gemara asks, Ubika, Einon like Kirshas Yachav, like Kirshas Ram, is it true that this open fields, that it doesn't have aloche, neither like Kirshas Yachav, Kirshas Ram, Vatnam, but we learn in the Mishnah as follows. Habika b'meisacham, regarding these open fields in the summer season, and that is at a time when there's nothing being planted there. Halacha is Rishus HaYachal LeShabbos. It has a din like Rishus HaYachal, a private domain for Shabbos, because it's not a place where the public goes through, because the public generally doesn't go off from the main roads to go into fields. However, Rishus HaRam LeTumah, however, it does have halacha like a public domain for the halacha of Tumah, and that is, the halacha is regarding Hilchas Tumah, when there's a doubt of Tumah, that if it's in Rishus HaRabim, the suffix is tar. If it's in Rishus HaYachad, the suffix is going to be tummy. So here, regarding this, we consider it like Rishus HaRabim, because it's not a place of where people could be susser, that they could be hidden from people, because there are people that go there, because it's, again, summertime, where it's not being planted, so people could walk on there. And that is, as we said, that regarding the suffix tumo, we learn out from Saita, and that is over there. It says Venistra Vehinitma, that she was concealed and she's tummy. So there we learn out that the halacha of of only in the place where there's stira, where there's someone can be concealed, there we say that there's a tummy to her husband misafik. When she concealed herself, then she has the halach of saita. And from there we learn to sheretz and all the different tummies that the same thing is also. We consider it a reshus hayachid, so to speak, for the halachas of tumma, which is that someone could be concealed, like there is with a certain type of a yichid that a woman has with a man. Similarly, also regarding tumma, that then you say the safik is tummy versus when it's a reshus haram, which means that it's a place where people could come. That's the same thing here, these fields in the summertime where people could come because it's not being planted. It has halacha of reshus haram, and therefore the safik would be tahar. That's regarding the summer season. But my sham regarding the winter, the rainy season, which is then it is planted and then people don't walk on the fields because it's going to ruin the crop. Then reshus hayachid lekan ulekan. Then both for tumah and for Shabbos, it has the halacha as a reshus hayachid, as a private domain, because no one's walking there. And for sure for Shabbos, it has halacha of reshus hayachid. So the question is, how could we say that we mentioned the bika is a karmelis? It's not a reshus hayachid, not a reshus hayachid. We seem to say explicitly in that mishnah that a bika, open field, is a reshus hayachid for Shabbos, whether it's summer or winter season. So Ula says la'olam karmelis habit. Then in truth, this bika has halacha of a karmelis, as we mentioned before, and that if someone would throw from reshus rabim into it, he would not be liable. But my karmel reshus yachid. So why does that tana, that mishnah, call it a private domain? That is only lefisha ein reshus rabim, because it's not a public domain. In other words, it's coming to contrast it with tumah. That for tumah we said it's considered reshus rabim. And that is, it will be, the suffix will be tar, the doubt of tum will be tar. So that's why we call it reshus hayachid, but it's not that it's literally reshus hayachid. It means it's not reshus harabim, which in halacha of Shabbos would be that it's considered a karmelis and not a reshus hayachid or reshus harabim.